appropriate that the last Ois we were learning this year, right before Yom Kippur, is Ois Yitches. So the Rosh says in Ois Yitches, Shlo Yosiach Sicha Betelo, Mizar Lumad Belailo Ancha Yishin Mitech Divri Tero, Lumitech Sicha Betelo. So he says 2 points. The first one is a person should not speak Sicha Betelo. The second person, the point is a person goes to bed, a person should not go to bed Mitech Sicha Betelo. The act of giving your neshama back to Kadosh Baruch Hu should be done Mitech Divri Tero. We know the concept called Bittul Torah. We know that Bittul Torah is that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's the most significant of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And that being said, the Gaon writes in his Pirush Mishlei, so the Yetzer Hara for Sicha Betela, the Dvar Yaseirim, the Dvar Betelim, is the strongest Yetzer Hara that there is. It has to counterbalance the most important mitzvah, so now that there's this. We know that. And we still all have issues with Bittul Torah. And more than having issues with Bittul Torah, we are not ready to in our minds, we're not ready to give up the world of, you know, I need to be able to relax. I need to be able to chill out and to schmooze, etc. I learned Bittul Torah, and it sounds like, you know, it creates this world which I'm not ready to go there. I don't want to be part of that world where the focus is only Torah, etc. So that's I mentioned to you that one of my chaverim spent the Evelsman in Manchester by the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, the Segel Zatzal, and came back and told me, he says Eli, he said, it's like you looked at the person, you realize that the person, every move that the man made was thought out beforehand. Every time he moved his hand, he said a word, there was a cheshbon beforehand. And I remember my internal reaction was, not that I can't live like that, but my reaction was, I don't want to live like that. I want to have my freedom. I want to have my, you know, I'll do Torah, I'll do mitzvahs, but like that type of commitment, it's very restricting. That was my emotional reaction. And I was so when we think about Bittul Torah, we have come out the same type of hargosha. You know, that I don't want to be careful on Bittul Torah. I want the shmooze. I want to have that option to, you know, to be able to say what I want to say, etc. Now, I want to share with you a few different thoughts on that point. The second point of the Rosh is that a person should be he should sleep Mitech Divri Torah is also important. Both these points are important. Rav Olber writes in Ali Shur Chelik Beis, he talks about the Perek of Tshuva. He says that he brings to 3 different places where the Targum Ukulis, Targum Anderson, translates the pasuk. The Targum uses the word Tshuva, and it translates it differently. One place it says that the translation of the Not in the words of the pasuk, it says return, v'shav. You have to return to something. You can't just return. Returning. So the Targum would put in, the Targum Anderson puts in v'tuva l'deraisa. Go back to Torah. He says that if a person wants to spend time thinking about his averus and the issues that he needs to address over the year, specifically a ben Torah, specifically a bachur zodin yeshiva, specifically a person as a talmid chacham, but that's him anybody, he says, don't spend too much time thinking about all your averus, all the things you have done wrong, all the problems that you have, all the things that how you've been. Just think about the fact that your life is not rooted in Torah. The person's life is rooted in Torah. These issues may well be taken care of. He divides Torah up to many different areas. He says there's the world of Iyun. Iyun responds, the Gaon says that the limud of Iyun is that a person should get into it to the point that if there's a fire inside of him, he's excited about it. That combats the Yetzirah of Taiva. There's a person who learns Siddur. Siddur is a sefer. The Anshkei Sedela were Mesakin, the Nusach HaBrachas. It's probably our earliest sefer that we have. the nusach of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei were created by before the Tanoim, before all the way back to the Anshei Esrei Gadol LeBiyinu by Hashem. They made these, this is what to teach us. That's our concern as an emuna, because we don't learn, and we don't hear what the message we're supposed to be getting out of that. And he goes through every one of the vers which we have. Betzim is rooted in the lack of our learning properly. So a person wants to give himself focus on something that he's not doing proper, he says, make our lives rooted in Torah. Russell Katz itself said that, homiletically, he said, Metamot Torah Kenega Kulam, means any issue that you're doing, you should always judge whether you should do it or not with Talmud Torah shining a light on it. Talmud Torah is always the one which is standing opposite it and focusing in it. From the vantage point of Liman Torah, of the Rosham's Torah, what should I be doing? So where do I get that from? So, one of the issues which we have, and I think this is a root of a lot of our issue, is that, There may be errors of Torah which speak to us. One person might be Hasidus, one person might be Musar, one person might be davening, some person, they enjoy learning Chumash, and it speaks to them. They walk away with well, it gave them a message. They hear Kadosh Baruch Hu talking in their ears, and they hear Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to them. Chesavatim, Gimel Shanim, not Gimel Shanim, where is the Rosham talking to me? I don't hear the Rosham talking to me. The world of Torah Shabbat Peh, which we are Isaac in, Rav Minyan and Binyan of our time, doesn't give us that high, that emotional high that you get out of learning a Zayir, learning a Medrash. It's a different type of reaction. It's not an emotional reaction because we're looking for an emotional reaction because that's what's going to allow us to connect to Torah. There's that the Rebbeinu Ruman Ahor points out that even though with this rule mitzvah lahanas nitnu, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is lahanas nitnu, because the only way, and the Igwe Tal writes in his Hakdama that somebody said to him that you don't want Torah Lishma. He said, how do you know? He says, why do you say so? He says, you enjoy your learning too much. He says, not Lishma, it's because you enjoy it. He says, you're making a toast. Torah Lishma is that I enjoy my learning. Now, there's different ways, reason why a person enjoys learning. A person enjoys because he enjoys intellectual pursuit. So theoretically, I can enjoy that in sitting and playing a game of chess. I can do that in doing a challenging crossword puzzle or a mathematical equation. Happens to be I get it out of Gemara. That's not what we're talking about. That's a person who enjoys intellectual pursuits. Some do, some people do, some people do, some people don't. But the Hanoah is, I feel the connection to the Bereshim's words, which is the source of all Chiyus and the Bria. I'm connected back to the Bria Olam. I want to know what the Bereshim has to say to me. The mashal I've given before, that a chosin sends a letter to his kala. She's reading the letter. She's not sure exactly what he meant to say with her. So she says, before the days they had recourse to phones, So what did he mean? What was he saying? Did he mean this? Did he mean that? I don't understand. It's important. I need to know. Because it's my chassan writing me a letter. I want to know what it says. What he wrote to me is important. The Torah Shebal Peh is also Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. I'm not standing, sitting at Chakira, what's the Gedder Chesed Gimel Shana? The Nevi Shechaim writes this, before a person sits down to learn, he learns a few minutes to connect himself back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, learns a few minutes of Musar before he starts learning Gemara, to understand what he's learning is a Bersham's Torah. It's a Bersham talking to us. It's not Stam an intellectual game. We need to know the Emes. What is Pshat Chesed Gimel Shanim? The Torah Shebal Peh is an expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. It's important for me to know, did he mean this or did he mean that? And I don't want to go to sleep until I can figure it out. It's important. Right? That's our problem. Our problem is that Torah Shebal Peh is something that we're supposed to do. I mean, some are better at it, some are worse at it, some enjoy it more. But the feeling or understanding of the chashivas of what we're doing, the seriousness of what we're doing, we don't have. And the male is shaykh b'tol Torah. The male is shaykh, in the middle of the sentence, you have a conversation, you have this and that. I'm busy unlocking the secrets of the universe. I'm on the cusp of finding a new cure for cancer. I'm not in the mood of schmoozing. It's such a heavy thing what I'm doing. I'm about to uncover for myself what the Baruch Hashem, the Great Baruch Hashem created a concept called Chesed Gimel Shonin. Right? It's, you know, we don't have excitement in that for the most part. That when we finally understand, it says, I understand something which is important. We've lost, or never acquired, an understanding of the chashivas of what it means to learn the Torah Sheval Peh. And Beth Torah Sheval Peh is the ikur place where Rosh Hashanah was brought in as his scholar. Rosh Hashanah made a nature of human being. Why is it like that? The nature of people is to be mocked. But why is possession so important to us? What is the concept of possessions? How does it play out in the world of Dini Mominus? The person didn't have to make a world like that. The world could be quite different. There are many different ways how the world could play out. And the person made it this way because it's important we should understand that there's a world of acquisition. And it's important to Russia there's a world of acquisition, the world of transfer. These are Yesodis in the Hanhaga of the Bray Arlam and the Bria. So not getting philosophical about it, but I need to know. I need to know the bones of it. It's important to me. It's okay. You know, one argument that Shiva used to, Rashiva Chaim, used to bother me. You have to welcome having an argument for a Seder. One says this shot in the morning. No, that shot in the morning. Okay. Give your it's not okay. We're both sitting there analyzing this test tube. And if this is the way the pshat out, then this is the cure for cancer. And this is your, well, you have your opinion. I mean, okay, fine. What is it? It's important. Listen, you're entitled. You're better than my opinion. It's important to you. You don't know no title to your opinions. I said, what does it mean? There's a Bershom's Torah, and what in the world does it mean? Does it mean this or that? I don't hate you. I don't dislike you. But you're wrong. And I'll tell you why you're wrong. I'm going to defend my position. I can argue about it. I need to know. Yisrael Sandu says, well, the difference between Torah Lishma and not Torah Lishma is at the end, when you realize he's right, you say, thank you so much. Now I have the emes. Because my goal wasn't me. My goal was the Bershom was Torah. So at the end, when I realize that after arguing for half an hour, 45 minutes, that Harusa was right, I say, thank you so much. Now I know the emes. I appreciate that you taught it to me. As opposed to, okay, I hear. You know, okay, that's not the kind of Torah Lishma or not. Or is it Ellie Reingold's Torah? You know? You argue me on, listen, I'm a pretty heavy puncher. I can punch back. I'll punch back. I'll pulverize it to the ground. But it doesn't mean I'm looking for Amos. I can yell louder than you, you know. So what? That's not the point. The point is I need to know. Shiva, you know, one time came with the shir. He looked haggard. So he asked him, what happened? You know, a few close to me, he said he couldn't sleep the whole night. The Rashba was shir. Plus, he could not think about the Rashba the whole night. Plus, he couldn't stop thinking about the Rashba. He couldn't stop thinking about the Rashba. He said, I needed to go to sleep. I know it was important to sleep. I couldn't stop thinking about the Rashba. The Rashba was shir. What's shot in the Rashba? I needed to know. Like, it was like, okay, yeah, sure, Ashman. You know, let's talk about sports instead. Like, you know, it's not a game. It's a Bershom, you know, if we would be able to have a true Yediyah, B'muna Shlema, the true Yediyah that the Bershom is talking to us in the words of Chumash, Bershom is talking to us in the words of Tanakh, Bershom is talking to us in the words of a Gemara, we would take it seriously. It's not a game. It's the creator of the Bria is talking to you. Okay. What's happening lately with the what are it called? The capitals? Like, no. Just on the gay. The problem is, we don't have that feeling. Now, how do you get it? So, it's one way to get there. You sit and learn Musar for 15 years. And then you're ready to learn, because now you finally commit yourself. The other way is, what am I doing it? Because I'll say that learning Torah can generate that for you. So what's our second problem? Our second problem is that we're not good at it. It's hard. I don't like doing things which I'm not good at. So I try a little bit. I'm not good at it. They said, like, you know, I just give up. I'm a yayish. And let's schmooze. It's much more comfortable to schmooze. Right? It's much easier to deal with things. I just can't deal with it. So let's have a hamburger instead. I have a problem with, you know, a person has a problem with shalom bayis. He says, you know, I can't deal with it. So let's go eat something. So he drowns his sorrows in food. So we drown our sorrows in bittul Torah. Our sorrow is that we can't learn well. We're not good at it. We don't enjoy it. Simela, let's drown in something more, whatever. Not, we recognize it's not intelligent. We recognize it's not important. We know that it's not really important most of the time. At the end of the day, whether the Redskins won or the Redskins lost, it's really not so important. Like, you know, like, okay. You know, I feel so good. It's my team. Like, okay. At the end of the day, I think deep down, I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, now what? So this guy gets another $20 million in his contract. So what does that help me? What do I get out of it? But learning is not comfortable. And we don't like doing things which we're uncomfortable about. But the problem is, the Baruch Shem Taka made, that, you know, a person decides, I don't know how many of you have had the experience. I remember when I learned how to drive. I needed to know how to drive. I had a choice in the matter. I was not very comfortable as a driver when I started learning how to drive. I flunked my test the first time. And I was scared out of my wits to drive. I remember my mother saying to me, we're driving on the highway, and there's this big tractor trailer, 18-wheeler comes driving by over there. And my mother says, you know, you're smarter than he is, I guarantee you. If he can drive, you can drive. So my response to my mother was, Ma, he's so not intelligent, he doesn't think about what's going to happen when he makes a mistake. I'm intelligent enough to think about what's going to happen when I make a mistake. I can't drive. Right? I needed to know how to drive. I wasn't comfortable. It was not comfortable. But I needed to do it, so I did it. So Rav Volba writes in the Ali Shurka Elikal, the first parak of the sulam avoid, if a person wants to get into the ladder of being a mentorah, is to understand that you have to learn. So that's the aleph beis of a mentor. Not that you want to learn, you enjoy learning, you do it when you enjoy it. You have to learn. You have to believe that with every single part of your body, that it's a hechrach. Because the only way we're going to be successful at learning is by learning. The more you do, the better you are at it. The more driving I did, the better I am at it. Well, but once I decided I have to learn, I pushed it off. I was 22 when I started driving. Because I didn't want to start at 18. I didn't have any real reason to do it. It was something which was scary to me. I don't want to do it. Sometimes, you know, I'm 22. And I had to learn. So if a person understands that he has to learn, he'll do it. And then the Baruch Hashem made a chesed, that when you do it, and you really put your heart into it, and you work at it, you start getting a geshmak in it. Not the first day, not the second day. The person is getting a geshmak in it. What's that geshmak? The geshmak is not that I overcame, that's also true. Not the geshmak is that I'm so smart, also true. The geshmak is I touched the Torah. I touched the Bari Olam. And just like we believe in Munah Shleima, that Losid Lovoi, that Tzchar is connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rosh Hashanah allowed us to connect to him through Torah. That's a moment of Torah Lishma. A person learns, he learns for an hour straight, he's not Mavato, and he works on something, and he feels you know, a certain Hamno in it. He's touching eternity. He's touching Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's touching the Rosh Hashanah through Torah. That's a chesed Baruch Hashem made. We can find him in the Torah. And that's what gives you the strength. You know, there's that sheet in the dining room talks about the difference between 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, b'li hafsik. Most of us, I don't think that we can contemplate doing something 10 hours b'li hafsik. A Talmud here in the yeshiva became a surgeon. The surgeries he's involved in are very complicated surgeries. And, you know, so he could be a surgeon. So he could stand there by the operating table for 8, 9, 10 hours straight. Says, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't use the bathroom, you don't do anything. you're zoned in to that. You don't feel it, he says. So when the whole thing finishes, finally you step out, you need to run to the bed. Because your husband spent 10 hours. But he said your mind zones in. People who run marathons, you know, they don't think about the pain. Their mind, they zone. Zoning in. You don't feel it. You're just focused into what you're doing. It's possible with Torah also. So the issue isn't Sikha B'Tayla. Sikha B'Tayla is, once you understand the hechach, we have to do it, and understand that we start doing it, and we do it, and we touch into that reality of subversion. We understand the hechach, and B, we get that hanor. So Sikha B'Tayla becomes less of an issue. Then he says, person goes to sleep in Divertech, not Sikha B'Tayla. Excuse me, I know it's late, but it's Erev Erev Yom Kippur. A person finished Marav is at 10 o'clock. A person goes to bed. I know, Baruch Hashem, our Bachar, big Masmidim, and they want to. Hasmud is not staying up late. Hasmud is using your time wisely, that you should have the strength that you need for learning. A Bachar needs to sleep. He says, Tamid HaChachamim are lost in a lack of sleep. B'nai Torah lost in a lack of sleep. Of course you're going to battle. You're exhausted. So you don't have the mental energy to focus. So maybe you do something else instead. A guy comes to Seder, he's exhausted. He's not going to, I guarantee he's going to battle. A guy got a good night's sleep and he feels refreshed and he feels energized. He comes in, he talks, sits down, and he learns. A full Seder. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? The Yetzer Hara makes sure that on the way from the Beis Medrash to your bed, you get lost. Next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So now, he got you guaranteed that you're going to have a mess of a day the next day. And Mela, when you're to go to sleep with alacrity needs energy. Sounds crazy. But it's a mental decision with energy to decide, I'm going to focus and stay, I'm going to bed on time. But I can't do that because I'm exhausted from the day, which I was up late the night before, and B, I didn't have a good emotional day, so I'm not in the mood of being exerting mental energy. So I stay up again the next night. The Yetzer Hara loves it. It says, if a bacher would make a decision, he's going to go to sleep at a normal time every single night and get a good night's sleep and get up for davening and have a focused first Seder, a focused second Seder, he'd be exhausted by the end of the day. It's exhausting. It's exhausting mental energy to focus, learn 3 hours straight. 4 hours straight, 5 hours straight. But at the end of the day, you're exhausted. You get into bed, you go to sleep. It's mesucha shnasa oivet. But the Yetzer Hara doesn't let us get to sleep. So if the guy tells me he's up because he's learning, but he's not up because of learning. He's up because the Yetzer Hara is like, you know, getting him for slept, you know, so you get out of the dorm, you start having a conversation about this, conversation about that, you talk about this, talk about that, you do this, you do that, the guy checks his emails, the guy checks his this, checks his that, you know. Next time he sees interesting this, he looks at interesting that. Next thing you know, it eats you up. It eats you up. I almost would want to say, if the bacher wants to make a Kabbalah for the year, I'm scared it won't be an honest Kabbalah. Go to sleep on time. That'd be the best Kabbalah you can make for the whole year. You got a good night's sleep. Every bacher yeshiva wants him to say Kabbalah. He wants to, he's not, otherwise what is he here for? He's here because he wants to be Matzliach. I promise you, if you get a good night's sleep, you'll be Matzliach. And if you don't, good chances you will not. Terrence, well, you don't have the energy, so make sure you have the energy. But it is so, the reason why I'm not telling you to make such a Kabbalah, because I don't think, guys, it's very hard to keep it. Because there's so many distractions on the way from, one year when I was a Bacher, I decided that, I would get so distracted on the way from the Beis Medrash to the door, I said Kriya Shema Lamita in Beis Medrash. So I knew I couldn't get distracted, I'm not supposed to talk after Kriya Shema Lamita. I went to the dorm, I went to bed. It was such a geschmack a year when I did that. In other years, I didn't do that, it wasn't so geschmack. The Rosh is talking about going to sleep at the Torah, which of the conversation deserves its own conversation. That, and I'm not talking about, you know, Musig of Ramesh Eisman, Shlita, would tell his boys who are in college, they would go to college and come back at nighttime, and says, don't go to bed mitoch college. Yeshiva goes to bed mitoch divrei Torah. Open a sefer for 5 minutes. You have a sefer next to your bed, the last thing you do before you go to bed, 5 minutes, you open up a sefer, whatever the sefer is, you know, it's a Musa sefer, it's Tanakh, it's a Mishnayos. You have a Mishmeres Chaim from Rav Scheinberg Shlita, and you look at a kasha, don't look at the teretz. Think about the kasha while you're in bed. You know, whatever. I'm not schmoozing about that. I'm talking about go to sleep. How about you should go to sleep? If you go to sleep, you're deglichlich. I'm telling you. And many Baruchim, they're young. Teenager. 18, 19, 20. 7.5 hours. If Baruchim goes to sleep by 11:30, he gets up at 7 in the morning. He's a time for davening, and he has a normal day. But and we used to have marav here in yeshiva at 10:30. So the time you finish marav, it was 10:50, and in the night they said a shmuz, it was even later. And during Yale, you used to say Ruchas Tan Lurash before marav. So every night it was even later, right? By the time you got back to the dorm, it was 11:15. It's hard to get the, you know, 15 minutes for, it's very hard to get to the bed in 15 minutes. You talk to the guy next to you, this and that. Marv is over, so you tell me, so you're not sitting in base matters learning. I know, because I'm here. There's not a big crowd sitting here after Marv learning base matters. That's not the problem we have. So good. So you went back to the, so some guys are working in college. Working in college, okay. And working in college. Go to sleep. Ramat Yosef Salomon Shlita came to tell us one time to, so they spoke. It says the it's about 3 points about the important for Bachram. The third one was Medaf Shlof, sleep. That's Mashkiach Shmuz, not Rashiva Shmuz. It's Mashkiach Shmuz. You need to, I can tell you, and you look at yourself. I mean, just honestly, a person goes to sleep Shabbat afternoon. He wakes up and he's refreshed. Got a good, you know, good Shlof. Summer afternoon. Slept 3-4 hours, gets up, goes to Beis Medrash. He got 2 hours to learn. Doesn't battle. He's refreshed. He's energized. He's got kayach. He sits and he learns. He enjoys. He goes geschmack. He learns with the kail. And he 2 hours later, he accomplished a phenomenal amount. And but Nebuchadnezzar, like, that's the one energized seder of the whole week is the Shabbos afternoon. So, if we want to address the issue of Bittul Torah, the part of the root of the issue is we don't have the kayach to fight, the kayach to focus in and work and overcome our lethargy that we feel we're not successful and we're not good at it, etc. Well, I'll do it. I'll make it happen. I need kayach for that. And tells, just to finish off, tells the Rishiva, expected the Bachman used to wear ties. Bachman used to wear ties. The Rishiva says, but in Seder, says, how can you wear a tie during the Seder? You know, you're it's like wearing a tie during exercise. You know, you're putting your kishkas into it. You walk out of first Seder sweating. We got a first Seder exhausted. You put 4 hours in. The Seder was 9:30 to 1:30. You put 4 hours in. Your mom was like, ugh. You know, four hours. You pounded the Gemara for 4 hours. You come out exhausted. You do the same thing second Seder, the same thing night Seder, and you go to bed. A Shiva Bachar's day, the stipler writes, Bachar is not going to college. He says, he needs 8 hours of sleep, he says. He needs 2 hours for davening, teach shachris, mincha, mariv, benching. He needs 2 hours for eating, relaxing, taking care of his needs. He's still left with 12 hours of learning. Says if you do that, you're a masmid. And maybe you know what? I'm not ready for 12 hours. Fine. I need 3 hours of a day a downtime. Okay. So you still have 11 hours a day to learn. A person learns 11 hours a day for a year, 2, 3, 4, 5. He'll become a talmid chacham, guaranteed. But there's a concept of calling him tetzvena yom yomayim ezveka. So if I walk away this way, the Torah walks away this way. So we're supposed to learn 12 hours a day, let's say, for argument's sake. 11 hours a day. And I only learned 10. So I lost 2 hours. right? Because I walked away from the Torah for an hour, and it walked away from me for an hour. So now I lost two. I gained 10, but I lost 2. So right now I'm holding at 8. I had 8 hours of learning today. Okay? Now, if I waste 3 hours of the time, right? So I started out with 8. Remember, I walked away 3, and the Torah walks away 3. I lost 6. So I gained 8, but I lost 6. So I have 2 hours of learning for today. And if I waste 4 hours of the day, I'm negative. Because 4 and 4 is 8, and I only had 7 to start with. So for shit, I'm not going to matzeich my learning. I end up with negative. And I don't have to lose so many hours to end up with negative. And then when the guy says, "Yeah, I'm not matzeich learning, and it's hard for me to learn, and I'm frustrated about learning, and I can't don't do it good, etc." It's hard. But are we really doing what it takes? Are we really taking the steps that we need to take? Are we eating healthy? Are we getting exercise? Are we sleeping? Are we doing what we need to give us the physical stamina to do the job called learning? And if we're not being fair to ourselves. And the person who's going to lose at the end is us. Used the opportunity to ask Mechila, anybody who has a specific issue with me, which you would like to share with me that I've done improperly to him, either actively or inactively by ignoring him, please share with me, and I would like to apologize directly. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, again, I'm going to ask Mechila that over the year, the challenge of being a Rebbe and stepping on somebody's toes is not an uncommon issue. Very common issue. That situation, being a Rebbe, is not an easy situation. You make judgment calls, a lot of them are wrong. Aaron Cutler Zatzel said that, why is it that Rebbeim have to go around the world, all over the world, raising money for yeshivas? He says, because a person kills somebody, it's chayv golus. He says, a Rebbe gets to kill people. Either by being too harsh with them, or by ignoring them, whatever it is, we hurt people's neshamas. The Russian says, fine, go to golus, go collect money around the world. So Rebbeim, because Zatzel said already. So in that situation, at least the kasha of the mechila is that if we recognize that we're not doing it intentionally, we're trying to do as best as we can, and if somebody, and our rabbi, it would be a chesed if you pointed out to us, we make a mistake, we're human beings, we make mistakes, many mistakes. And if you pointed out in a way which is respectful, that Rebbe, you know, I was hurt by that, I did, you know, that's fair that Baruch should do that. We should also see a year of Aliyah and Torah and Yerushalayim, Hatzlacha and our learning, and all of our Avodas Hashem.